Now for our story. Del Shipley and Lily Devon had just arrived back in Chicago after a weekend in Wakefield visiting Aunt Mary. Although it was almost midnight, they went straight to Del's nightclub, the Golden Peacock. Del had gone into her office and Lily to the dressing room she shares with Lisa Fenner. As Lily enters, she finds Lisa seated at the dressing table, removing her makeup.
Hi, Sugar.
Why, Lily, did you just get in?
Oh, been here a few minutes. Saw the tail end of the show, caught part of your act. Looked good.
Thank you, Lily. When you didn't come earlier, I decided you must have planned to stay over another night.
No, we left late. Took our time driving in.
Oh?
Oh, boy, I'm tired. It's just beginning to hit me.
I can imagine. But, you did have a good time, I hope.
Oh, sure, I had a swell time.
I thought you would. How's Aunt Mary?
She's just fine. Busy.
Always is. What about Peggy? She must have been awfully pleased to see you.
Seemed to be.
The rest of the family? Lefty?
I didn't see much of him. He was away quite a lot.
Oh? That's funny. He was around most of the time when I was there.
Well, evidently he's become quite a gadabout. What you looking for?
The mirror.
Oh. Here you are, kid.
Thanks. Well, how did you like Randy?
Randy? Well, he's okay.
Did you see much of him? Talk to him?
Yeah. We had quite a long talk one day.
Hmm? You don't sound very enthusiastic.
Oh, sugar, what do you want me to do, turn handsprings? Guy seems to have all his buttons. Well, that's about all I can say at this point.
Well, who else did you meet, Lily? Anybody from town? The Lanes have so many friends.
Well, let's see. Saw David Bowman once. You know, the fellow who owns the bank.
Oh, yes. I like Mr. Bowman.
So do I. Oh, funny. Somebody said he's Kit Mead's uncle. I was surprised.
Kit Mead?
Yeah. Hard to believe such a swell guy could be related to her. What a witch.
Then you did see Kit?
Oh, no, Lisa, I didn't see her. I'm darn glad I didn't. I've always had a feeling if I should ever run into her, I'd probably disgrace myself.
Why, Lily?
Well, I've never heard a single good thing about that babe. But you must know what she's like. You've met her, haven't you?
Me?
Yeah. Didn't you tell me once that you had?
Oh. Why? Well, yes, I knew her slightly in California. That was before she had her baby. I've been wondering.
Wondering what?
Well, how the baby looks by now. I thought you might have seen him around town with Kit.
No. Even if I had, I wouldn't be able to tell you anything about it. You know me, Lisa. I don't go into tailspins every time I see an infant. They all look the same to me.
Oh, Billy, I don't believe you. You're just saying that.
Oh, on the level. That's the way I feel.
I don't believe it. You're probably just as foolish about babies as any other woman.
Well, I'm foolish, all right, but not about babies, sugar. Hey, where's the party? How come the hairdo such a creation?
No creation. I'm just having a time with it tonight. Won't behave.
Nuts, it looks terrific. Isn't that a new dress?
Mm-hmm. I couldn't resist it. Lance always used to love me in yellow. But tell me more about your trip.
Well, got in my share of eating and sleeping.
That's good for you. You're supposed to relax on a vacation.
Oh, brother, I did. In fact, I did such a good job of unwinding, I'm kind of afraid it'll take me a long time to get wound up to the point of doing any work.
Oh, I'm not worried with your energy.
Yeah, speaking of energy, that Randy sure has a lot. Well, he's a real beaver around that farm, working all the time.
Yeah, he was like that while I was there. He's so anxious to get the farm back into shape. After being overseas all those years.
Yeah. He even got me tangled up working around the place.
He did?
Yeah. I got a big kick out of it, too. Working in the garden.
Gardening? You, Lily? Oh, I can't imagine it.
Well, why not? I'm not exactly the frail type, you know.
It isn't that. I just didn't think you'd be interested in doing something like that.
Oh, well, I'm full of surprises.
Yes, Lily, you really are. Oh, I know it's a mistake to try and pigeonhole people, but still...
Well, I'll admit it kind of threw me for a loop at first. Something like that. But I got a big kick out of it. See, Randy was out there with his shirt off, working away. had this big plot all laid out with stakes and strings and stuff, and he was digging it up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was talking to him, and I made the mistake of saying it looked like fun.
So he invited you to help?
Yeah. Then afterward, we planted a lot of stuff. Vegetables. Or rather, he did. He says they'll probably be up by the time I get back.
By the time you get back? You mean you're going back to Wakefield again?
Yeah. Next weekend. I've been holding out on you, saving the really big news for last, but I want to ask you first, Lisa. I mean, were you awfully lonesome over the weekend, being alone in the apartment?
No, not too much. I've lived alone quite a lot, you know. I'm used to it.
Well, I'm glad then. Because it looks as if I'm going to be staying in Wakefield for quite a while.
But I don't understand, Lily. You don't mean you're going to give up your job here at the Peacock and leave town?
Yep, that's the plan today. Well, I don't wonder it floors you. I guess it does seem kind of funny, me pulling up stakes after being in one groove for so long. But that's what I intend to do.
I wish you'd explain. I can't...
Oh, here's the deal, Lisa. Aunt Mary's been wanting to start this place for the youngsters. You know, the teenage kids.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they're sort of running around loose down there because there's no decent place for them to go.
Oh, yes. She was going to some kind of town meeting about it while I was there.
That's right. This scheme's been on the fire for quite a while. That was one of the reasons she wanted Del to come down. She wanted Del to run it.
Oh?
But Del had to turn it down. On account of Lefty and, well, lots of reasons. She knew it would never work out for her to move to Wakefield with him feeling like he does. Well, even to get the thing underway and go back and forth, she'd still have to be around quite a lot. So much as she hated to, she had to turn it down.
Aunt Mary must have been awfully disappointed.
She was. That's where I stepped into the picture. All of a sudden, it hit me. I thought, why shouldn't I get a change of scenery? I've been knocking myself out here in Chicago for quite a long time.
Yes, but Lily, living in a little town like Wakefield, well, won't you get awfully bored, fed up? There's hardly anything to do, and if you're not used to that kind of life...
That's exactly the way Del talked. Everybody must think I'm a city slicker or something. Except Randy.
Oh? What does Randy say about it? Is he in favor of the idea?
Well, I didn't discuss it with him after I made up my mind. But I don't think he'll be so surprised.
Maybe not. But then he doesn't know you very well either.
No, but he learns fast. Well, not that Randy's got anything to do with it. Point is, I'm going to manage and run the supper room for Del. Kids will take the place over every Friday night for their dances. So if you're worried about how I'll spend my evenings, I'll be up to my neck in work, at least for the first few months. I do want to do a good job of it. It means a lot to Aunt Mary. It's a wonderful opportunity for me, managing a place all by myself. You can stay on at the apartment, of course.
Are you sure that'll be all right with you?
Well, yeah, I want you to. That way I'll have a place to come back to if anything goes wrong.
Don't worry. You'll probably make a big success of it.
I hope so. But you never can tell, Lisa. Every once in a while when I think about it, I get kind of scared about pulling up stakes here and...
Managing the supper club?
Well, that and a couple of other things. Oh, you seem to have company. Expecting someone?
No. Come in. Vance.
Lisa Fenner stared at her husband wide-eyed, her face pale. The last time she'd seen him, Lisa had told Vance she no longer loved him. And when he left, she felt certain she'd never see him again. What did this visit mean?